would like to invite you to a night of bagpipes and whiskey at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, December 2nd, Inside Overtime. The Jefferson Pipe Band of Shasta County will be performing. After 30 years of memorials, parades, and concerts, they are on their way to the World's Pipe Band Championships in Glasgow, Scotland in 2017. They are ready for the ultimate challenge. With the help of our community, friends, and family, this benefit will put them one step closer to achieving their once-in-a-lifetime vision of competing in Scotland. Join us Friday, December 2nd for a night of bagpipes and whiskey from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Whiskey tastings and food pairing along with a cigar demonstration by Tobacco and Brew. Tickets are $55 and can be purchased online or at Wind River Resort and Casino. All proceeds benefit the Jefferson Pipe Band. The Jefferson Pipe Band, a Reading pipe band serving the community since 1985. Must be 21 to attend. As always, we offer free valet. For information, visit jeffersonpipeband.org or windriver.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, Northern California, and welcome to Free Fire Radio. This is Ted Leidy co-hosting for Carl Bott. There's no way I could co-host for Linda Bott today. Miss Linda and Mr. Lieutenant Colonel retired Carl Bott are off today on some secret assignment somewhere worldwide, and I wish them Godspeed, and I want them to come home safely in time for Thanksgiving. First things first, how about that weather, Bob?
Indeed, Ted, and a very pleasant good morning to you. This is Bob Martin in for the vacationing bad Bob, Bob Belongi, off this week. We've got overcast sky currently, and we're seeing a lot of rain in the forecast between now and the end of the week. Rain likely to return after 5 o'clock this afternoon. Reading should see a high near 55 degrees today with a chance of precipitation 80%. Rain probability increasing to 100% overnight tonight. We'll see a low of 42 degrees. Then the chance of showers will drop 60% tomorrow morning, 20% tomorrow night, and Thursday, Thanksgiving morning. But then they'll increase. 50% chance of rain on Thursday night and a 100% chance of rain on Black Friday. How about that? We've got temperatures looking like this. Overnight lows of 38 Wednesday night and 42 Thursday night and 40 Friday night, with highs of 52 on Wednesday, 53 on Thanksgiving Thursday, and 51 on Black Friday. The extended forecast says rain is likely to continue at least through Saturday and Saturday night. And we have 41 dry degrees currently under overcast skies in downtown Reading. The weather, as always, brought to you by Shasta Gas. Shasta Gas and Propane, Chuck Kinney and Company. Our warm friends are at Shasta Gas. And good morning once again, Ted Leidy.
Good morning. Hey, listen, I get excited for the holidays. You get excited for the holidays?
Oh, you better believe it.
Thanksgiving is always one of my favorite holidays. As, if you know me, you know I'm a good eater. And I always can put on, you know, 5 or 7 pounds during the holidays. And that's something I just know is going to happen. I'm planning for it, though. I got on the scale this morning and I marked it down on my calendar. When I do that, I usually do a little bit better than if I don't, right? If I just ignore it and what do they call it? Oh, if I get in denial, then sometimes I push 10 pounds on the holidays. That's horrible, isn't it?
Trying to compensate by eating lightly ahead of time?
That's right.
Yeah. A lot of us do that.
So my mom used to make these round cookies, these round, like, powdered sugar cookie on the outside. I don't know what they call them, but they were so good. And I would eat those things for days. Thanksgiving is awesome. The smell of it, the feel of it, the hugs of it, all of it is good. It's going to be a wet one this Thursday, though, right?
Well, we might luck out on Thursday. They're calling for a 20% chance of rain on Thanksgiving Thursday itself, but then 50% Thursday night and 100% on Friday.
No. I don't care if it rains on Thanksgiving. I think that kind of makes it feel like Thanksgiving, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
It does, and a lot of that time is spent indoors anyway.
Right, either right.
Eating turkey or watching football.
Smelling that food, watching football. I think we've got, who do we have on Thursday? Dallas and Washington?
Dallas and Washington, yeah. We've actually got some decent games on Thanksgiving this year.
And Pittsburgh and who?
I got to double check the schedule.
Yeah, but, yeah.
But you're right. The Steelers are playing, I believe. Let me just take me a second to pull that.
Yeah, 605-4567. Phone lines are open if you guys want to call in and comment on anything at all.
Okay, we've got Minnesota and Detroit leading it off on Thursday morning. And then after the Redskins-Cowboys game, it's Pittsburgh and the Indianapolis Colts on Thursday night.
Three games on Thursday. Wow. Get your fantasy football team lineup set, and let's go ahead and get this thing kicked off. I love football on Thanksgiving.
And all of those teams are playoff contenders this season, unlike some years at Thanksgiving, so that's a great lineup.
Well, I know Raider fans are happy.
Viva Raiders.
Oh, did you see that last night in Mexico City? What's going on there? It was a home game for the Raiders.
It counted as a home game for the Raiders, meaning they have one less game in Oakland this season.
Right, but it really did seem like a home game for the Raiders. I mean, are they branded that well that internationally they're the team?
I think so, or at least of the two, the Raiders and the Houston Texans. The Raiders seem to have far more recognition and support from the crowd in Mexico City last night.
I can tell you, it was true. I mean, when you watched it, it was definitely tilted in favor of the Raiders. So I'm happy for Raiders fans.
The guy who was shining the laser pointer in Brock Osweiler's face, the Houston quarterback.
You know, that's a misdemeanor in the state of California.
I do know that. I don't know what, if anything, it is in Mexico.
Yeah, it's a free shot on TV.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah. It's a misdemeanor to do that in the state of California, by the way, if you have a laser pointer. Yeah, that was something, wasn't it? And a good game, and I'm happy for Raiders fans. I got a lot of family that are Raiders fans, and so when I see the Raiders win, I kind of like it, especially, you know, now that the Niners are having such a hard time.
Well, I'm happy for the Raiders and their fans. They're having their best season since they went to the Super Bowl back in after the 2002 season. And 8-2 on the season. I believe that ties them with the New England Patriots for the best record in the AFC.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Remarkable turnaround.
Yeah, good for them. Good for them. I look forward to seeing how it plays out. Now, if you're not going to go to a family gathering or whatever else you do on Thanksgiving, some people go cut Christmas trees. That's good. There are some other options for you to volunteer or... Here we go. Get some free chow. You can get some free chow at the Good News Rescue Mission. Or you can volunteer there from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. The Good News Rescue Mission plans to serve more than 1,000 people. Free Thanksgiving dinner.
They always do a wonderful job on Thanksgiving.
Excellent. Excellent. Also, Mr. Taco on Deschutes Road in Anderson will be serving food from 2 to 4 p.m. or until their food runs out that day. Good for them. Mr. and Mrs. Gonzalez will be running that show, and pretty happy about that. In addition, on Black Friday, are you ready for this? On Black Wet Friday, the ACLU is going to be having a picnic at the First United Methodist Church on East Street, East and South Streets in Reading. Picnic runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Picnic includes hot dogs, chili beans, fruit, cookies, and other items. So that might be fun. Bob, have you ever baked a pie?
Only the Sara Lee variety. I've never done one from scratch.
Does that doesn't constitute baking a pie, does it? Because I think I've done that.
No.
Yeah. I've never baked a pie. If you want to learn how to bake a pie or just go make a pie, the Manor House, a nonprofit-run community resource center, is going to offer its kitchen to anyone who wants to make a homemade pie for Thanksgiving. That's pretty neat.
That is neat.
That might be fun. That might be a good place to take your kids or grandkids, just to teach them how to make a pie. I never learned how to make a pie when I was growing up.
That's a great idea. The Manor House?
The Manter, M-A-N-T-E-R, at the corner of Albert and Manter Streets in Anderson. The Yellow House will supply the ingredients and kitchen No kidding, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tuesday. There is no cost, though donations are accepted. Numbers 365-6183. I like that idea. I do like that idea. Last but certainly not least, the tree lighting in Anderson goes on this Sunday, 5 p.m. in the area of Historical Fire Station on East Center Street. Parade begins at 5:45 with Santa believed to be swinging by afterwards. After his arrival, the city will light the tree. Pretty neat. Should go until about 7 p.m. 7 p.m. So lots of stuff going on this weekend. I think Black Friday is going to be a wet Friday. So if you want that TV for $199, you better be able to get that windbreaker or rain jacket on to go get it. And think about some of the lines. Think about some of the lines that are going to be hanging, that are going to be developing outside of those stores in the rain.
That's right. You might want to take a drop cloth to put over that flat screen if you've got a great deal of distance between the store and your vehicle, because it is going. There's a 100% chance of rain on Black Friday at this point. We're hoping that lets up, but we'll keep an eye on it as the days get closer.
I'm going to cruise by Best Buy on the way home to see if they have their little tent city set up. I don't know if they've ever done anything about that or not, but I think last year they had it set up also. You know, the little tubs outside with the tents. Yeah. That's always fun. I always want to go talk to them. And let me tell you, they know exactly what they're after. There is no doubt. They know exactly what's going on there.
All right. Well, like you say, a wet Black Friday ahead, and lots of goings on in the North State. It sounds like there's a lot going on in Anderson in particular, from what you said.
You know, generally speaking, there's a lot going on in Anderson. They've got a good leadership group there, and they're really putting on they really do a good job down there with decision making, I think.
All right. Well, we've got a break to take here. I need to give a shout out to Home Helpers first, and then
Home Helpers.
That's right. Sharon Clark, our friends at Home Helpers at 2620 Larkspur Lane. Suite N, Home Helpers, the in-home care services agency, more than just an in-home health care agency. They're your extended family when family can't be there. They're locally owned, a trusted provider of quality, compassionate in-home care, and they customize their home care solutions to your unique situation for an affordable solution that keeps your loved one where they're happiest, at home. Home Helpers on Larkspur Lane in Reading. Phone them at 530-226-8350. That's 530-226-8350. Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Ted Leidy in for Carl and Linda this morning, along with Bob Martin here at AM 1460 KCNR.
Kick off the holiday shopping season in style? Come to Red Town Market Thanksgiving weekend, featuring dozens of local vendors, live music, art, food, and of course, great shopping. November 26, 10 to 6 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free to the public. Shop local, stay local. Come to Red Town Market November 26, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mark your calendars and be sure to join us.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. Woo-hoo! It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
With Thanksgiving fast approaching, thousands of our neighbors are hurting. Their desperation will grow with the onset of a wet winter and cold temperatures. The Good News Rescue Mission is a place they turn for help. Help with food, shelter, and even clothing. For just $2.25, you can provide hope and a hot meal to one of our neighbors in desperate need. Your gift of $25 will provide more than 10 meals. Go to gnrm.org and help us make sure no one is turned away.
Join floral designer Janet Shields and Turtle Bay Exploration Park to create your own holiday wreath. On Saturday, December 3rd, from 9 a.m. to noon, participants will create their own fresh, full-size holiday wreath for the front door or family room for just $35 for Turtle Bay members and $40 for non-members. All instruction and materials are provided. Space is limited and pre-registration is required. Visit turtlebay.org to register now. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Ted Lighty filling in for Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR, 1460 AM. Going to be here all day. Going to be here from 7 to 9. Bob Martin, how are you, buddy?
Doing great, Ted. Great to be with you this morning.
Right on. Hey, listen, we are joined this morning in the Free Fire Radio studio by Mr. Mike Moffitt, longtime community staple, NRA representative slash recruiter here today. In addition, he is going on a ride this morning with Patriot Guard, correct?
Correct.
Even in this weather and today, Mike rode his motorcycle in. I want to thank you for your service, Mike.
My honor.
And good morning.
Good morning.
I know that I asked you to come in today so that we could talk a little bit about the NRA, of course. I'm a fan of the NRA. We all need to be a fan of the NRA. It's the largest gun lobby in the world. And although 300 million guns exist in America, how many NRA members do we have?
Just over 5 million.
Just over 5 million. So we need to dissect that a little bit later.
Yes, we do.
And then we're going to talk about what the NRA's been doing in the state of California. So, but before I move on, you know, this whole idea that we're getting cops shot is on my mind.
Yeah,
and I can't shake it, right? It's not like the protests in Portland, which I can shake,
yeah.
Right? Those people are going to get a job one day. I can live with that. I can't live with people shooting cops, and it's so pervasive to me that I find myself thinking about it when I'm teaching class, and when I'm in the shower, and I think, man, what can we do to stop this? I mean, where are we here, and what is the cause of it?
And the way I look at it, Ted, this has to stop. The guy in San Antonio was writing a ticket. The guy walked up and shot him in his patrol car. There's something. There's an illness going around, and I think it's more of a. I don't know. I've been trying to dissect it myself, and I just can't figure it out. But we have to stop the shootings. That's for sure.
Well, you know, we ask them to do a good job for us,
and they do.
And they do.
Yep.
And we both know that it is tough business, right?
Yep.
Especially in the last 10 years. I remember growing up and in my 20s and 30s, and even into my 40s, I would meet cops, and they would tell me, I've never pulled a gun in anger in my entire career. Now, I don't think that's the case. I think these guys are out there fighting for their lives.
They are.
And important that we get on their side, let them know we're on their side. I like the Back the Blue fundraisers.
Oh, yeah.
That you see all over town.
Yep.
Those are really good. I happen to think, I have a theory, and it's just from, a lot of years in leadership in the Army, and frankly, working on a firing range, watching people shoot down range, not being able to make a mistake, because if they do, it could be catastrophic, right?
Yep.
And of course, I should say that you're an NFI instructor also. You work with me quite a bit.
Very proud to be as well.
and thank you, and I'm proud to have you.
Yeah.
So we shoot, 5,000 or 6,000 rounds downrange a weekend with students.
Yep.
And, we're not allowed to blur the lines between what is right and what is wrong. It is a black and white issue on that firing range.
Yep.
I believe that we've been blurring the lines in this country for so long that you have people walking around out there that are telling themselves, because we tell them too in our own way, that that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Okay. That somehow they're justified for shooting one of our best and brightest.
Well, and they're getting a lot, and I mean a lot of bad publicity by public officials. And I'm not getting political here, but when you come out and say it's the bad cop shooting the good American citizen, that's not ever going to be good.
No. And although it does happen.
Yes.
Very rarely. When we do that, we justify them.
Yep.
When we allow public officials to do that,
yep,
we're telling those who may have that in their mind anyway, that it's okay because you have movements behind you and you are being discriminated against. You're being oppressed. These people have held you down for too long. And guess what? It's time to raise up. And if this is how you're going to raise up, then somehow we support that.
Yep. It just validates the thug, if you want to call it that.
And we can't have it.
No. No, we can't. And it's really sad. Over the years, and I salute you for your 22 years in the military, every time I'd walk up and see somebody in uniform, I'd shake their hand and thank them for their service. I'm doing that now with every police officer I run across.
Oh, I do it every time.
Yep.
I do it every time.
If I see one of them eating, I'll buy his lunch for him or whatever he's doing. I mean, they're out there with targets on him.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's this simple. Because they don't want to. Sometimes they don't want to be bothered. And they're busy. But I'll walk by them. I look at them. I go, I appreciate you, man.
Yep.
Just like that. It's all it takes. Doesn't take a big formal deal. A lot of people, they're gun carriers. So putting my hand towards them is always a little uncomfortable for me.
Yep.
All you have to do is walk by them and say, hey, man, I appreciate you. And I do.
And you look them in the eye when you do that.
Absolutely.
You see the appreciation coming back that you've acknowledged that they're doing a great job.
That's right.
And that's right, Mike. It's less than the 1% that's a problem out there.
Oh, way less.
We talk about 1%ers all the time, but it's way less than that. I mean, by and large, our guys are out there and girls putting it on the line.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a caller, Bob?
Yes, Terry would like to weigh in.
Terry, welcome to Free Fire Radio. How are you, buddy?
Oh, hang on. All right, now you can say good morning to Terry.
Terry, good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Pardon the beep. Mark Baird's trying to get through. I'll probably have to get off here in a quick second. But I just wanted to weigh in on this a little bit. We used to have a program called Support Rural America. What that was, my wife and I were heavily involved, and Mark Baird, as a matter of fact. What we did is we'd have different seminars, different events with sheriffs, and we did it in 7 different counties. And a lot of the sheriffs that would show up would be, of course, Poindexter, John Lopey. Our sheriff showed up for the first one in Yreka, Handcraft, Gil Gilbertson out of Josephine County. And we had a really great time with the sheriffs being able to talk to the people out there, bond with the people. And I remember John Lopey saying this one remark. He said it a couple of times. By the way, we never have a crowd less than 300 people.
Wow.
John made the comment, you know, I've sworn an oath to the Constitution to defend it and to defend you folks from enemies both foreign and domestic. It seems to me like they're more domestic these days, talking about the government overreach. Now, those are great things. We still work with a lot of sheriffs. DeAgostini, for example, down in El Dorado County, who's a proponent of the state of Jefferson, who won by 93%, by the way. But what I wanted to weigh in on was the fact that, you know, this is political, guys. That's exactly what the left doesn't want you to do, is to be politically correct and don't get into the politics. We all really love our police and our law enforcement, and our firefighters. But, you know, the real deal is it is political. You don't see people who are conservative, who are law-abiding citizens, going around shooting policemen. You know, you don't see people on the right going around shooting policemen. You don't have someone, our president, condoning the fact that, you know, the police are have an overreach. You know, football players kneeling down because of, you know, of the fact that police are apparently being brutal on folks. I mean, really and truly, we've got to stop this little dance about not being about being politically correct. If we have sheriffs that are willing to stand up for us, then as citizens, we certainly should.
Yeah, I totally got it. I think what Mike meant was he doesn't want to get into the political conversation about it. We want to stay at
that's what it is, though.
We want to stay at the ground level on it. But you know, yeah, everybody knows it's political, and because they're the ones who blur the lines. Politicians blur the lines, right? They let it happen.
Well,
so
I think
you're exactly right.
Yeah,
I mean, I'll go out on a limb. I'll say I think they encouraged it. I do know that there's been some times when sheriffs have been provoked. I mean, I do know that. I mean, that's a fact. There's been times when police have been provoked. There's a lot of times when politically you have we had our president come out and talk about police overreach. I mean, come on. I mean, the whole thing is, and that's the thing about Donald Trump that I think was so great. People are ready for us, you know, for all of us to have dialogue that's real, not worry about whether we're politically correct and dance around the issue because it doesn't get anywhere. And you guys both, thank you both for your service. You know, it's a remarkable thing. Without people who served, we wouldn't even have these liberties. But are we going to squander liberties over being politically correct or worried about offending someone who's diametrically opposed to us?
Well, that's kind of the problem, isn't it?
It is the problem.
I mean, isn't
that's
that kind of the problem? Yeah.
Yep. And, you know, being an NRA recruiter and representative, I'm very political because, obviously, we're the largest lobbyist in Washington, D.C., but, you know, I'm amazed at the restraint that some of our law enforcement officers put out there. I mean, having people walk up and spit on them, and it just reminds me of when our guys were coming back from Vietnam. I was in the Navy in 71 and saw guys being spit at when they came back, and that's what's happening with our law enforcement today, and this stuff's got to stop.
And then on the other hand, you've got law enforcement that are kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place, sort of like, okay, these new gun laws. Okay, well, you know, there was 300 people that asked the sheriff in Cottonwood about a month and a half ago when we had a meeting down there. We asked the sheriff simply this, that is, would you stand between the people and interpose and stand between the people and the government if there was overreach on things that were unconstitutional? Our sheriff said yes.
Now, I happened to be at that meeting when we were there. Yeah,
okay, well, you heard him then.
Yes, sir.
And the thing is that what the last comment was is that, but he did make a comment saying things are low priority. Well, that's Irish democracy. Something being low priority, if a sheriff says something's low priority, what if he doesn't like you?
True.
I'm just saying. You know, the thing is, what if a deputy doesn't like you? And if a sheriff makes a policy of something being low priority, that does not mean that the deputy won't enforce it.
No, and they're going to have
to. So you either have a policy of you do enforce the law or you don't. Let's say the three of us go hunting.
Oh, now that's what we're getting at. Because we don't enforce the laws that we have. That's one of the biggest problems, Terry, is we don't enforce them.
Well, yeah, you're right. But the silly laws we have coming, let's say the three of us go hunting in Nevada. We buy some ammo. We bring it home. We're now criminals.
Oh, yeah.
And here's the biggest problem, guys. We have a state legislature in California that passes at least 8 to 10 laws a day. At least 8 to 10 a day. And they pass these laws when they're in session.
Oh, yeah.
So there's around 1,000 laws. Name one law. Think of one law that doesn't make a law-abiding citizen of the state of California a criminal. Just think of one.
Well, if you use a plastic bag, I guess you're a criminal now, huh?
If you use a plastic bag. Yeah. I know. And we can make light of this, but really,
I
mean, really
I get
and truly.
It. I get it.
That's what's going on. And so as long as we allow tyranny to happen, then tyranny will prevail.
You get them, Terry. You're right. You're exactly right. Terry, I'm glad you called in. I appreciate your call. I got to go to break. Always love hearing from you. Keep the faith. Keep fighting. And I want you to know that, that us in this studio appreciate you a lot.
Well, guys, you guys are, you know, have a good show. Thank you very much.
You betcha.
Hey, you know, it takes everybody, you know. We're just folks.
You bet.
Ain't it great?
You bet. Have a great day and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Myself, Mike Moffitt, Carl Bott, Pete Ray, Bob Shaw, Larry Mullins, and all the rest bring you our professional NRA credentialed firearms instruction. Gun rentals, always free. Ammunition, always free. Come see us at usgunpro.com or give me a call, 999-1822. I also text, believe it or not, at my age. See you on the other side.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Ted Leidy in for Carl and Linda this morning here at AM 1460 KCNR.
Lip sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails. Ain't worth a lot of money, and it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. My granddaddy's gun.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
There's a day for giving thanks, and now a day for giving. North State Giving Tuesday, a global day dedicated to giving back, as citizens come together for the common purpose of celebrating generosity and giving. The Cascade Theater is participating in North State Giving Tuesday, November 29th, and invites the community to an open house for free tours, hot chocolate, coffee, cookies, and even a special visit from Santa and his helpers from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., Tuesday, November 29th. You can also donate online to the Cascade Theater, assist other local nonprofits, and learn more about North State Giving Tuesday at northstategives.org.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Give me back my bullets. Put them back where they belong. Ain't fooling around, 'cause I've done had my fun.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Ted Leidy here with Bob Martin and Mike Moffitt, NRA recruiter and representative. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So we got a call in from Terry. You know, Terry was really reminding us that everything is political now. Everything is political. And as long as we remain hushed and try to make everybody happy that you know, nothing's ever going to change. So I'm here to tell you, and you know this to be true, you know, Mike, you as an NRA, you know, you're attached to the NRA. And so you are more political than probably anybody that I know. And sometimes in class, when you're speaking, I have to remind you, you know, don't hammer the other side too bad, because not everybody has that opinion. And of course, we're trainers.
Yep.
And we're not, we're not political folks. So we shouldn't be. Quick story about Mike. He's a great trainer. He's in front of the class one day doing his spiel. And Mike says to me, or Mike says to the class, if it was up to Obama and his henchmen, this, store we were in, which happened to be a Sportsman's Warehouse, would be a Pottery Barn. And I was standing in the back of the class, and some guy looks up to me, and he was serious. I was standing right next to him. He looks up to me and says, "Well, I like pottery." And I said, "Oh, yeah, that's funny, good." And he goes, "No, I mean, I really do." And I said, so I'm trying to get Mike's attention, right? So I'm in the back of the class, like, doing the stranglehold on my neck and cutting and doing the breaking motion. And, you know, I'm doing everything I can. Finally, he notices me and he goes, "What?" And he goes, what? I said, you know, I forget his name, but whatever his name was. I said, "Hey, he does pottery." And Mike says, "Oh, okay. Well, go ahead and make me a jar. Go ahead and make me a pot and I'll shoot at it."
I'll use it for a target, my brother.
From that day on, we do not talk politics in that class because he was not happy.
Well, we've also found, Ted, you know, prior to probably last year, it was always people know our politics. But, you know, we're getting more and more of the silent lefties that come in to get their concealed carry license. They may talk trash all they want, but they're also protecting themselves as well.
Right, right. Oh, I totally get it. Yeah. And I believe in that.
Yeah.
You know my mantra. I love everybody and trust just a few of you.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the deal, man. I do. I get along with just about everybody, you know. And if you look at my family, and you do a little digging into my background, you'll see that I got people in my family from all sides and stretches and doing all kinds of stuff. And really, I love them.
Yep.
You know, and I got some lefties, although I did post on Facebook, and I kind of regret it a tiny bit, that if you voted for Hillary, you weren't allowed in my house ever again.
Yeah.
And so I just decided that so I don't have to enforce that, I just won't ask.
Yeah. Don't ask, don't tell.
Frankly, I don't know anybody that voted for Hillary, so I think I'm in pretty good shape.
Yep.
But it was no surprise to me that election turned out the way it did. Happy about the outcome. Happy that the NRA is a partner, has partnered with Donald Trump on his election, on his campaign. Happy that he has somehow, I'm not sure exactly, already talked about a national reciprocity law so that we can carry nationally. Now, you know, that's not going to happen in California. California will fight that clear to the Supreme Court. But happy that we'll be putting, hopefully putting some justices on the court that will end up, you know, ruling in our favor on that.
Well, I really truly believe that's probably the biggest issue that he's going to have to face and that our country needs is get somebody on the Supreme Court justice that will understand and support the Second Amendment and as well as the Constitution. The Constitution is not made to be played with, neither is the Second Amendment, and pretty adamant about that. You know, the local stuff is one that really concerns me, what happened in our state with our measures. I really feel that we were outvoted, if we want to call it outgunned from the South. But if you look at the map, Northern California was all very conservative, voted the way we felt that they should have voted, especially like on Proposition 63 and 57 and those types of things. So,
well, let's talk about Prop 63 because there's a lot of things going on there. It's dynamic.
Yes.
Was in Vacaville on Saturday and got a briefing from the Gaines & Associates, which is a lobbyist. He works closely with CRPA and National Wild Turkey Federation and some of the other sportsmen and shooters clubs. So Prop 63 really doesn't take effect all the way until about 2019.
1-1 of 19.
Right.
Yeah.
And in that time, they are going to build a automated ammunition system, right? Just like they have the automated firearm system, and they're going to record. First, they're going to do a background check, and then they're going to record every purchase that you make.
Right.
There is no limit at this time to the purchases that you can make. That is a that's a legend.
Yeah, that's one of those
urban legends. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't call them old wives' tales anymore because someone threw a pen at Mike and stuck it in his jugular vein one day at a class.
And we got about 30% of our students are now females.
30% of our students are now females. So we do not say that term anymore. But we do use the term urban legend.
Yes, we do.
And so that's not true. There are some pretty strict rules about bringing in ammunition from out of state. No more internet sales.
Right.
Everybody will be registered as an ammunition user. And probably the most insidious part of this entire bill, Mike, and I think you, is that once they start logging what you buy, what does that mean?
They're tracking your firearms somewhere.
Well, they know what you have.
Yep.
And that's a scary thing.
Yes, it is.
Because Big Brother is definitely keeping an eye on you.
And the way I understand it, Ted, they're going to keep that tracking for 2 years at a time.
2 years at a time. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
So that means buy now, stock up, and use what you can, and then go find it. And by the way, between now and 1/1/19, if you know you're going to be using that ammunition, it doesn't go bad. By the way, well, let me take that back. It does go bad, but it takes a long time to do it as long as you take care of it.
Yeah, you keep it in a conditioned place where the temperatures don't fluctuate up to 130 or 40 degrees. It'll last many, many years.
Yeah, yeah. I know we've shot at our ranges ammunition that was manufactured during World War II.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact. So in 18 and 19, or 17, late 17, 18, it's going to be impossible to get the common calibers. 9mm, 5.56, 223, 22. I don't see hunting cartridges being hard to get until... don't forget that AB-707 or AB-711, excuse me.
711.
Which is a lead ban.
Right.
Is going to come in. And then any type of hunting cartridge that is copper is going to be very difficult. Copper or another metal is going to be difficult to get a hold of. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, go ahead and make your ammo plan for the future and go ahead and enact it.
I think great Christmas gifts.
Great Christmas gifts. There are things on my list that are going to be Christmas gifts. Those are flashlights.
Yes.
I love flashlights, Mike. Mike
yeah.
turned me onto a great deal on tactical flashlights. Ammunition, great Christmas gift. Gun cleaning materials, great Christmas gift. And of course, you know, the ever popular bottle. It's a great Christmas yeah, gift.
Of course.
Let's not forget that. So, Mike, let's talk a little bit about the NRA in California.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? Let's take a break and we'll do it on the other side. How does that sound?
That's great. We
Good.
Can do it.
All right. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. Warranties guarantee 7 days a week and 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air. Call 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Give Martin and his folks a call. Top of the line, best in quality, and I know him very well. He rides a Harley around town, so he's one of us.
I know him very well as well. He's a great guy.
Good man. All right. We'll see you after the break.
And you're listening to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, special guest host Ted Leidy this morning. Along with Bob Martin here at AM 1460, KCNR. Call us at 605-4567.
I heard this politician talking about his brand new mission. Liked his plan, but it came undone when it got around to goddamn guns.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a Fork Tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden-fried chicken all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938, open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Redding, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Lies and believing these lies is the cause of much of the violence we are seeing in our country. What happens when those you could once trust to tell you the truth can no longer be trusted? Many of our politicians and much of the national news media purposely lie to promote an agenda and keep you from knowing the truth. The Bible makes it clear where lies originate. Who are you going to believe? Only through Jesus Christ and His Word will you know the truth that will make you free. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
These days I go down to Walmart and they sell them in the back. Some people want to take them away. Why don't you go bust them for us at selling crack? Go!
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It is 8:53 here in beautiful Redding, California.
7:53.
Sorry, brother. I went to West Valley High School. You know, we're small and urban.
That's why I keep an eye on you, my brother.
We're long on hard work, but we're short on details at times. I love that.
Got lots of bring it with you, though.
Got a new guest in the studio with us this morning. Good morning, Shanna Schaefer.
Good morning.
Shanna is the vice president and administrative executive for the Guardian Angels Reading. So we're going to be doing some talking about that, especially in the next hour. Very interested in what you've got to say and what you've got going on. And we talked momentarily outside the studio, and I'm just really excited about your program and some of the victories you've had already.
Thank you.
So Mike reminded me of something pretty important during break, and we need to reach out to Ted Ogilvie this morning. I know he's listening to Free Fire Radio. Ted Ogilvie is our senior range master at Northern Firearms Instruction. I didn't mention him earlier when I started running off names of instructors, and, you know, I love Ted with all my heart.
Yep.
And he just did the Spartan race down in Sacramento. I don't know. I think he's my age, so he's 51.
Yep.
I think he's 2 weeks older than I am. And at that age, if you're going to go down there and run that Spartan race with Vince Stevenson and Maria Salas and all the rest, good for him. Impressed.
Much better than I, that's for sure.
And he's a heck of a firearms instructor.
Yes, he is.
So, Mike, let's talk quickly. We got a caller on the line. Ranger Rick.
I'm glad you didn't.
Good morning, Ranger.
Good morning. I'm glad you didn't forget me.
Big hoo.
Yeah.
Sir, maybe that's the way to go. All right. Hey, look, glad you're talking about Prop 63. I just wanted to make a quick comment about that advertising you guys or Carl just had about True Life Church. Now, I went there last Sunday. I've been going there recently. And, you know, he made a good point in the sermon here this last Sunday about this Prop 63 and what an objective is about, you know, making us all criminals, illegal, felons, and that's to dilute the vote. Because once you get wrapped up in the, you know, to where you can't, you know, you're tagged to where you can't vote, as a whole lot of gun owners are going to be ultimately, in California, you can't vote. So that's like, you know, stuff in the ballot box. You know, they want to make you a criminal.
Again,
this is one way they're going to do it.
The plot thickens. You ever thought about that? The plot thickens.
You know, I was sitting in church, and I love this guy, and I don't know why a whole lot of other folks don't go there. I mean, I'm glad I'm going there. And as a matter of fact, he's got a unique sign on the front of his door, where, you know, guns are welcome, but if you do, you know, just keep them holstered. But if you do have to draw them, please shoot straight.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw you posted that on Facebook. That was
great. Yeah. So it's a unique church, a splendid message. And I encourage folks to kind of start subscribing to what this is really all about. Yeah, I'm convinced that the state of California, you know, cost me, you know, fire me for being a gun owner and being non-compliant and being a criminal. But so be it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ranger, I want to thank you for your call today, brother. Listen, I love hearing from you. Keep fighting the fight, brother, and enjoy that view. Right. Enjoy that view from your office today.
I will, and I have, and I encourage you to come up and upset everybody in that office. Not all. There are a lot of very conservative people in that office, believe it or not. But there are a few that wouldn't know who you are, but they should.
I say we make a plan surrounding that, and you know I'm always game for it.
Yes.
I'm always game for that. Well, let's make a plan surrounding it, and then we'll go ahead and do it.
All right.
Right on, brother. Have a great day.
All right. Bye.
All righty. Let's talk about the NRA for a second in California. You know, Mike, the biggest problem I have when talking about the NRA, and even in my own family, is people say to me, what has the NRA done for us lately?
Well, you hear Fairfax, Virginia. You hear back east. You hear East Coast all the time. And as an NRA representative, I've been screaming at the people I talk to get out and publicize what we're doing in the state of California. Because, you know, I'm asking people to give me $40 to get a one-year membership to the NRA. And they'll ask me, well, what's going on? Nothing happens here. And I have to cite different things. But I did a little research over the weekend, and I got a list of firearm litigation that is actually being contested right now by the National Rifle Association, California Rifle and Pistol Association, and it's basically with the Ninth Circuit Court. And some of them are a little bit old, but I mean, we gotta thank our local sheriff, Tom Bosenko. He's actually in a lawsuit here, and it's let me find it.
I saw that it's on page 3, Bosenko versus the City of Los Angeles.
Yes, yes. So what it is basically he's arguing with the City of Los Angeles because they want to ban 10-round magazines or anything larger, and it's totally unconstitutional.
Even though with the recent legislation that came down that made it a state law anyway that they're going to ban 10-round magazines, he's been at this for a couple of years now, I think. I think this has been in trial court for quite a while.
Yes.
And, of course, are you telling me that the NRA is supporting that?
Absolutely. We're backing Tom Bosenko, and we're helping as best we can with our attorneys to get him information and to also be with him.
All right. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sportsgate Sports Club, located 1740 Eureka Way. It's full-service sports club. Right now they have a new program, Aqua Personal Training Program with Kathleen Cowling. Unique saltwater pool facility, one-on-one or small group training. Increase your range of motion, your flexibility. 12, 24, or 36 session packages available. 768-1205. 768-1205. Wellgate Sports Club. See you after the break.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding. The news is service of Wind River Resort and Casino.
Smoothly, efficiently, and effectively, truly great and talented men and women, patriots indeed, are being brought in, and many will soon be a part of our government.
Americans bought homes in October at the fastest pace in nearly 10 years. For more on that, we go to correspondent Jeremy House.
The National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes rose 2% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $5.6 million. It's the strongest pace since February 2007. A stable job market and historically cheap borrowing costs have spurred demand from home buyers this year.
And Jeremy House reports a supply shortage has pushed up the median sales price of existing homes 6% compared to a year ago. The driver of a school bus that was filled with elementary students when it crashed in Chattanooga, Tennessee, killing at least five, has been arrested now and faces charges including vehicular homicide. Chattanooga Police Chief Fred Fletcher's comments airing on WTBC-TV.
This is an absolute nightmare for this community, for this police department, for our partners in fire and EMS.
And he described this as every public safety professional's worst nightmare. U.S. auto safety regulators, meantime, allowing General Motors to delay a large recall of potentially defective airbags.
The unusual move by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration buys time for an outside company hired by GM to do long-term tests of Takata airbag inflators in older trucks and SUVs. In May, GM reluctantly agreed to recall 2.5 million vehicles to replace Takata front passenger inflators. But the company said at the time its inflators are unique and safer than those linked to 11 deaths in the U.S. and as many as 16 worldwide.
That is correspondent Linda Kenyon on Wall Street. The Dow's up 23 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Devil possession and a how-to plan to be set free. God said, man said.com. The historicity of Jesus Christ. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. Is there life in outer space? God's perfect diet. God said, man said.com. 21 signs of doomsday. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
Marilyn brought her famous holiday ham with a side of wet coughing. Probably shouldn't eat it, but there goes your husband. Soon everyone's sniffling. It's the flu. But you're not going to get sick because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they suffer through their sore throats, coughing, and aches, you'll teach your granddaughter to make your famous snickerdoodles. Mmm, it's not too late. Shield yourself with the flu and pneumonia shot at Rite Aid. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends both. It's free with most insurance and no appointments necessary. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Today marks 53 years since the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. We get more from correspondent Val Dior in Dallas.
Every year on this day, thousands come to Dealey Plaza to lay flowers. The conspiracy theories continue, but what is certain is the X marked on the street where President John Fitzgerald Kennedy was shot and later died at Parkland Hospital. The end of innocence, some would say, and the end of an era of personal responsibility.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Val Dior, Dallas.
A new analysis finds that the Islamic State terrorist group has used chemical weapons at least 52 times since 2014 in Iraq and Syria, including 19 times in the Mosul area of northern Iraq. It says that there's a high-risk group will deploy those weapons again in Mosul against civilians or the military forces trying to retake the northern city. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com. In Washington, the education secretary is now calling on schools to end the practice of paddling.
Calling it harmful and ineffective, John King says it's also disproportionately applied to students of color and students with disabilities. According to the department's civil rights data collection, black boys are 1.8% more likely than white boys to be paddled, while black girls are 2.9% more likely than their white counterparts. Corporal punishment is already banned in 28 states.
As correspondent Wally Hines on Capitol Hill, Dr. Pepper will pay $1.7 billion for Bai Brands, a fruity drink maker. Dr. Pepper says Bai will help the company expand into the low-calorie beverage market. Bai markets its drinks as having just 5 calories, antioxidants, and no artificial sweeteners. Dr. Pepper's Snapple Group expects Bai to generate about $425 million in new sales next year. The deal is expected to close sometime early in 2017. More on these stories at townhall.com.
River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Thanksgiving buffet on Thursday, November 24th from 12 noon to 8 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Menu includes roasted turkey, prime rib, and Dungeness crab with an array of holiday trimmings and delicious desserts. Adults $27 with River Club card. Children $10. Children under 6 eat free. Reservations preferred. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. For details, visit winriver.com. It's better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
All right, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Ted Leidy and Bob Martin. I am joined this morning with Shanna Schaefer from the Guardian Angels of Reading. You're the vice president, huh?
Well, the executive assistant. I'm the leader's right-hand man.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Oh, all right. So, Guardian Angels of Reading. You know, I was, and one of the reasons why I reached out to you to have you on the show this morning was because somebody said to me, and rightly so, I guess, what happened to the Guardian Angels? They were like, where are they? And I said, I think they're really still active. Let me call the number. I went back and researched your number. And let me find out if I can get someone on the show and you can kind of give us a heads up on what's going on. Maybe you can give us an idea of what the future looks like for the Guardian Angels. So let's just start with you. Cottonwood native?
Yes, I'm a Cottonwood native.
Oh, yeah.
I live in Cottonwood.
Plus one on the test for you. Plus one.
Yay.
West Valley High School grad?
Not West Valley. I was kind of homeschool when
okay.
I moved here. I took care of my grandma full time. And
excellent.
So I did homeschool instead of.
Okay. Great. School. Great.
Well, then you got a real good education. Oh, never mind.
You better look out, man.
Look out, Bubba.
Go Eagles. I'm going to come down hard over there on that stool.
I actually worked with Pat Reed directly at the district office. I worked all day and did homeschool in the evening.
So. Wow. Isn't that something? Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. Hard work pays off. Down there in Cottonwood, now, how did you get involved with the Guardian Angels?
Actually, I had been really sick. Prior to that, I was a full-time volunteer, and when I started to feel better, it was time to do something big and important, but whatever I was going to do had to have longevity. It couldn't be short and sweet. I was looking at a couple other organizations, but they had age limits, and I needed something that I could get into and be a part of long-term. And so that's when I got a little message that said, hey, did you turn in your application? And I said, no, I haven't yet. Let me do that right now. And I feel like it was a answer from God, honestly. Like I was looking for direction on where to go. And like right then, right there, when I had it up on the screen and was looking for direction, like I got that message. And I'm where I was meant to be, doing what I was meant to be doing.
I love it. So the application process.
Yes.
So you went through it.
Yes.
And there are probably some of our listeners out there who are thinking about going through it. So tell me what that looks like.
Well, we've changed it a little bit since I started. Prior to me, you would just download the application and you would send it in. And then you'd get a little call that said, hey, you passed the background check. You know, let's get started. Now I sit down with the people. I do a little pre-interview. I want to know that they understand who we are, what we do, and what they're getting involved in. And after I do a little pre-interview, I give them the application. We fill it out right then and there. We go ahead, send it in for the background check right then and there. They get a full background check, but we also look into like social media, what they do online. We want to be sure that our volunteers truly align with what we stand for and that they have, you know, the same ideas that we have, you know, that they want to go out and they want to help people. And so we pre-screen them. And after that, they start the training process.
Excellent. And so I guess you've turned down people already?
Yes, I have had to turn a couple people down. They were not happy, but, you know, they had some values that didn't quite align with ours. And we have to be sure that the volunteers that come in, that they know we do not use any form of violence. You know, yes, we are trained in self-defense, but we do not use pepper spray. We do not use weapons, you know, and that's a big thing that we stand for. And that's one thing that a lot of people don't agree with. You know, they want to be able to carry or have pepper spray or have something for self-defense. But, you know, we train all of our volunteers to use their body for protection. They don't need to have weapons.
So there are no weapons?
There are no weapons. We pat down everybody before we go out on patrol for the safety of ourselves as well as the public.
So because you have no weapons, you must travel in groups. That's the only way you can really protect yourselves, right?
Yes, sir. All of our patrols have a minimum of 6 to 8 people on average. The patrol that I personally went out on recently, we actually had 13 members out on patrol.
You know, I really like that. I really like that. There's a lot of strength in numbers.
Yes.
And so do you guys have patrol territory that you kind of maintain, or do you just go wherever the mission calls for?
We have people that will email our page or message us and say, hey, you know, these are some high crime areas. We do crime mapping and stuff. We pay attention to where, like, the burglaries are, you know, like home invasions. You know, we try to pay attention to where the high crime areas are, and we try to focus on those areas.
Of course. Yeah. Now, so I'm thinking that you guys have some sort of a scheduling process, and you meet somewhere.
Yes.
And then you just go out and and really what you're doing is providing a presence, right? I mean, that's really what you're doing.
That is realistically exactly what we're doing. We go out and we just let our presence be known. We've had a great response from the public. When the night that I went out was absolutely amazing, and it was kind of a unique night. We had met in one location. We did our patrol that we had scheduled, and we had somebody actually contact our page at that time and say, hey, you know, could you come out here? We have a problem. And we were actually able to load up and actually go out to that location, meet with that woman and her son, and actually kind of run off the mischief that was going on out there. And it was actually really fun. That was the first time we had done something like that, but it was really neat.
And you got to feel like you were really making a difference, right?
Oh, it was amazing. Like, yeah.
That's a good story. Now, how long is the – well, hold on. I'm going to hold my question till after the break, because I know it's going to be quite a long one. But it is – I'm just really happy that you guys are here. And I have a theory on this, a leadership theory. But I think we've got a caller coming in. And so I want to take that call right before break. Bob?
Rally Sally is joining us.
Oh. Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi,
Rally Sally.
Hi, Sally.
Yes. I just wanted to let all of the listeners know that they would be able to meet Shanna on next Monday at the Reading Patriots Group. We're having her come in and talk about the Guardian Angels and what they do in our community. And also, I just got a call back from Chief Paletti's office, and he will be joining us. I thought we would focus that night on public safety, and I extended the invitation for him to come out, and he just accepted. So we'll also be having Chief Paletti there, and people want to ask questions and come in and hear where we go from here now that the sales tax got defeated. I think that would be a good time to meet both Shanna and talk to Chief Paletti.
Sally, where's the location again and what time?
It starts at 6 o'clock on Monday night at 3276 Bocelli Lane.
I think that would be a great meeting. And by the way, you're just a rock star, aren't you, Shanna?
Yeah.
Good for you,
yeah,
man.
I'm everywhere.
good for you. Very impressed. All right.
Thank you so much.
You bet, Rally. Sally, thanks for calling in.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, located at 1322 Pine Street. Phone 247-1292. Lots of gifts for that hard-to-buy-for-a-friend, as well as designer brands from Brighton to Miss Me. They also have beautiful candles and home decor. Come on downtown to Dandelion. We'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott here on AM 1460 KCNR. Ted Leidy is your special guest host in for Carl and Linda this morning. This is Bob Martin in for the vacationing bad Bob. Bob Belongi off this week. Call us at 605-4567 if you'd like to join in. Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you could swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. May be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no prep, and oven-ready dinners all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them, and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club Saltwater Pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
With Thanksgiving fast approaching, thousands of our neighbors are hurting. Their desperation will grow with the onset of a wet winter and cold temperatures. The Good News Rescue Mission is a place they turn for help. Help with food, shelter, and even clothing. For just $2.25, you can provide hope and a hot meal to one of our neighbors in desperate need. Your gift of $25 will provide more than 10 meals. Go to GNRM.org and help us make sure no one is turned away.
Want to kick off the holiday shopping season in style? Come to Red Town Market Thanksgiving weekend, featuring dozens of local vendors, live music, art, food, and of course, great shopping. November 26, 10 to 6 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Admission is free to the public. Shop local, stay local. Come to Red Town Market November 26, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Mark your calendars and be sure to join us.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile. Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Undercover angel, answer to my prayer. You made me know that there's a love for me out there somewhere.
All right, Bob. Who's singing that song?
That's Alan O'Day.
That's unbelievable. I haven't heard that song in 20 years, probably. Is that a guilty pleasure of yours?
Anything 70s is a guilty pleasure, yes.
I listen to a lot of 70s, too. Lisa makes fun of me in the office at home. So we got Frank on hold, right?
We do. You want me to do the weather first?
Please do the weather first.
All right. The weather, as always, brought to you by Shasta Gas and Propane. And it's a wet Thanksgiving week for the most part, but we've got some dry patches here and there, and we're in one of them right now. We're seeing rain returning probably after 5 o'clock this afternoon. Look for a high near 55 for Reading this afternoon. The chance of precipitation 80%, increasing to 100% tonight, dropping to 60% tomorrow. And 20% on Thanksgiving Day, but it'll ramp up again. 50% chance of rain Thanksgiving night, and a 100% chance of rain on Black Friday. We're looking for highs in the low 50s with lows in the low to mid 40s. And right now it's 41 degrees with overcast conditions in downtown Reading. Again, the weather, a service of Shasta Gas and Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, they give senior and veteran discounts. Call Shasta Gas and Propane, Chuck Kenny and Company, 365-3793.
Shasta Gas, Propane. All right, let's go to the phones.
Good morning, Frank.
How you doing?
Frank Rose.
Yes.
How are you?
I just wanted to give you a little background on the Guardian Angels that people didn't realize, but I'm from Pennsylvania, and, you know, they're very active in Pennsylvania and New Jersey and New York, and basically that's where they started. And then when I saw about a month and a half ago at the VA hall, there was an event going on, and they were there accumulating new members and telling everybody that was there for that event what they were all about, and immediately the audience became part of the Guardian Angels, and I also got them to get invited to the Veterans Parade, which they participated and marched in it, and also I invited them to come over to Paisano Days, and they just walked around and helped a little ambiance of Paisano Days. So getting them on the air was the next move I was going to make, but you already jumped to that, but that's great. And I just want you to know the background of the people that are involved in the chapter right here, they're all local right here. And let the lady explain to you how many they have right now in their chapter right from Reading.
Oh, okay. Well, Frank, I want to thank you for calling in. I want you to have a great day and a great Thanksgiving.
You as well.
And I look forward to seeing you soon. You know I'm going to, because we see each other about once every 2 weeks, it seems like.
Yes, God bless.
And I'll talk to you soon, and thank you. So, Shannon, how many members do you have?
We currently have 47 members who are active either on patrol or we have other programs as well.
What are those programs? What are they?
Well, right now we're getting ready to launch an anti-bully program, and we're getting ready to launch the Junior Angel program. So the other volunteers that we have are, we have an events coordinator, we have a fundraising coordinator, we have a treasurer, we have several people that are assisting in planning our local events and raising the funds to put on these.
Wow, that's pretty good. And we're going to talk about fundraising in just a moment, but we're going to go to the phones.
All right, we've got Nick in Reading on line one.
Good morning, Nick.
Hey,
welcome to Free
morning,
Fire Radio.
Ken. Hey, you know what? I've got to think you can't be happy with all the new laws that are passed on guns and ammunition here in California. And I think it's the Assembly has a supermajority, and the Senate is probably going to have a majority. And it just seems to me like now's the time to make a stand and say, we're not part of California. We need to be the 51st state of Jefferson. I just wondered how you felt about that. Are you behind that? Have you given it any thought?
Well, of course, you know I am behind it.
Good.
I am behind it. I'm a fan of the state of Jefferson. You know, Rally Sally and I think a lot alike on that. I think that if I always question the details, just like everybody else.
Sure.
But here is maybe the most important part of the state of Jefferson to me, is if we quit talking about change, then we'll never have change. And I can tell you, our future is already preordained in this state.
I couldn't agree with
it's
you.
It's already done.
You know, the biggest complaint I get from people is the finances. We're going to be poor. We're going to be the poorest state in the union. That's absolutely not true. Like Steve Byrd said at the second Constitutional Assembly about 3 or 4 weeks ago, Jefferson's brokest day is going to be our last day in California. And I am so happy to hear somebody of your stature to say, stand up and say I'm behind it. Thank you so much, and thanks for having me on.
You bet, Nick. Listen, you have a great day, and you keep the faith and keep fighting the good fight.
Peace, love, and waterbeds, buddy.
You bet, man. You bet.
Bye.
All righty. Next we have Randy. Randy in Shasta Lake. Good morning, sir. Welcome to Free Fire Radio.
How are you?
I'm doing real well. Thank you.
I just have a couple comments.
Randy, turn your radio down.
God bless the NRA and Sheriff Basenko.
You bet. You bet.
And I'll try and talk here. Anyway, the perfect gift for Christmas would be an NRA membership.
Yes, sir.
Give somebody a one-year membership. And somebody earlier in the show commented about, you know, the NRA not standing up for California. Well, that's not the point. The point is, if you're an NRA member here, you're going nationwide. You were talking about the guardian angels, strength in numbers. Well, strength in numbers with the NRA. And if somebody can comment, I keep hearing that, you know, we're 5 million strong. And when's that going to change to 6 million? It just seems like it just stays at 5 million.
Well, it went from four to five in about the last year and a half. The first three months of 2014, we signed up 250,000 members nationwide. So we're getting there. And Randy, I agree with you. You know, Uncle Ted Nugent said it about 2 years ago that if every member would just sign up one member, we would
double our
membership. We would have 8 million members overnight.
I'm going to skew that statistic. I'm going to sign up five for Christmas.
Yeah. I'm going to put a weight.
That a boy.
I just got my American First Freedom magazine a couple days ago in the mail, and it was made out before, you know, they didn't have the results, and, you know, it was interesting reading, you know, their comments. You know, they don't know which way. I'm just looking forward to my next issue.
You bet. I read mine front to back every time I get it. You know, it's so vitally important, and here we are. You know, 5% trying to take care of the rest of the United States. And anybody that's got any skin in this game needs to be an NRA member. And, you know, I sign people up as often as I possibly can. But it's just vitally important because we have to fight the fight.
That's right.
I mean, you think about the things. I mean, $40 a year, you know, even I went to West Valley, that's a little over $3 a month. You think about the things you spend $3 a month on. French fries, coffee, Chicken McNuggets, right? You could sacrifice a little bit for the cause, as far as I'm concerned.
That's right. And if you're a gun owner, I don't see why, you know, if you're for the Second Amendment, you know, you can't, you know, I'm limited income, but I seem to be able to come up with, you know, my dues.
Yep.
Randy, I thank you for that. I thank you. I really do.
Yep.
And I want to thank you for calling in today. I want you to have a great day and a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
And if you get any time off this weekend, I think you ought to go out and do some shooting.
Or buy some more ammo.
or buy some more ammo.
That's right. Put it in your garage. It doesn't go bad, people. All righty. Thank you very much for calling in today, Randy. Appreciate you. You bet.
So, Shanna, tell me a little bit about the training program that the Guardian Angels go through. I'm very interested in that.
Okay, so the training program, before you can even get patrol qualified, you actually have to go to some self-defense training, and you have to demonstrate that you have the ability to defend yourself. Once you have qualified to go out on patrol, there's still ongoing self-defense training. We have a curriculum that was designed just for Shasta County that will actually be incorporated throughout the whole entire Guardian Angels because it's so extensive. And we also do some psychological role-playing that kind of stuff. What else? We do several different things for our training process. Self-defense, basic martial arts, CPR. They also give us some communication and conflict resolution training as well.
I think that's really important. You know, in our class, in our firearms class, we always tell them to outthink them. First, outthink them. First, use this.
Yes.
You know, before you have to use anything else.
We always try to have our volunteers use something that we refer to as verbal judo to talk the people down to avoid any kind of physical conflict.
Verbal judo.
I like it.
Really, the physical is ultimately a last resort. We really try to be non-physical.
Well, of course, I can't imagine you guys getting physical because the bottom line is that's kind of anti-guardian angel, right?
Yeah.
Getting physical. So, I mean, I understand defending yourself. But I think the strength in numbers is much better. I think the model is just really good. We're going to go to break, and then we're going to come right back. I want everyone to know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's last stronghold. It's where Lieutenant Colonel retired Carl Bott gets his haircut. Have you ever seen Carl's hair? You know it's done with extreme precision. 2463 Athens Avenue, right there in Reading, 530-244-9478. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. I'll see you after the break.
You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio with special guest host Ted Leidy in for Carl and Linda this morning. Call us at 605-4567 here at Free Fire Radio on AM 1460.
Between the perfect world and the bottom line, keeping love alive, these troubled times. It's a miracle in itself. And we know too well what that's about. Still we made it through, only God knows how. Must have had a little hell. Must have been a wild angel. Wild angels watching.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
Join us Friday, December 2nd for a night of bagpipes and whiskey at Wind River Resort and Casino Inside Overtime. Whiskey tastings and food pairing along with a cigar demonstration. The Jefferson Pike Band of Shasta County will be performing after 30 years of memorials, parades, and concerts. They are on their way to the world's first pipe band championships in Glasgow, Scotland. All proceeds benefit the Jefferson Pike Band. Tickets are only $55. Free valet. Must be 21 to attend. For more information, visit jeffersonpikeband.org or windriver.com.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob. It's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Great bump music. Great bump music, Bob. Thank you very much. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're in the studio this morning with Shanna Schaefer from the Guardian Angels, Mike Moffitt from the NRA. Of course, I got Bob Martin with us running the show. Before the break, we were talking about a training, of course.
Yes.
And you kind of went over that with us. Is there a probation period for those angels when they show up?
Yes. All angels have a 90-day probation period before they're actually an official angel.
Wow, and you guys have a ceremony for that?
At the end of 90 days, the people that are doing safety patrol, if they pass the written test and they pass the physical test, then there is a graduation ceremony, and they will get a little patch and stuff to show that they've completed all the safety patrol. But training does not end there. We have extensive and ongoing training, like, indefinitely. You know, things are never the same, so we're always kept up to date on all of that.
And you're part of a nationwide organization, so your training, I'm sure, is formalized. I mean you have step-by-step training that's formalized, and you have local self-defense trainers that you guys work with?
We have a local self-defense trainer who actually, as far as the physical training, put together a program just for the Reading chapter, but it was so good that it's going to be throughout all of the Guardian Angels.
Isn't that something? Good for Reading.
Reading is setting the bar on so many things. The Guardian Angels are so excited with all we're doing. We had the largest growth. We have the biggest chapter. Just everything happened so quick here. We're actually kind of setting the bar on several different things, like how we recruited. They want to write that out and duplicate that throughout all of the chapters as well. And something that we're very, very excited about is they're deciding to hold the 38th anniversary right here in Shasta County.
Wow. What exactly does that mean? I mean,
that means that all of the Guardian Angels from all over are all going to be invited here for the 38th anniversary in February.
You have got to be kidding me. Where are you going to hold it? Where's the location?
Well, location is pending due to size. We are hoping to use part of the Reading Rancheria, but size may be a factor.
Because you're expecting that many.
We're expecting that many.
I would love to see that. And, of course, something that, as long as my schedule lets me, I want to attend.
Yeah. Yes. That's in February. We're hoping for February 18th to 19th. Those are the days that we have dialed in, and right now we're just working on all the final details to put it together.
So you're going to get angels from all across America.
We are actually in 130 cities in 13 different countries, and everyone will be invited here.
How many people is that total?
That I do not know. I know that we have 47 just here in Shasta County.
Right, I love that. So you can do the math. You can do the quick math, right? Yep. You know,
there are some chapters that are larger than ours. Ours did have the largest amount of initial growth. There are other chapters that are larger. There are some that are smaller. You know, so it's going to be a lot of people.
Well, absolutely. So, you know, there's something about the Guardian Angels, the idea of the Guardian Angels, that I've always been drawn to, and that is the very American ideal that when the going gets tough, we're just going to pick up that shovel, you know, and we're going to go start digging until we find the answer to some things. And the Guardian Angels, of course, is that, founded in New York City, unless, of course, I'm wrong.
No, you're correct. In 1979, actually.
And based on the crime rate in New York City, which was skyrocketing, people were felt unsafe and uncomfortable. And the leader of the Guardian Angels thought of this, brought it together, developed a program, and started street patrols. And those extra eyes and ears on the street made a big difference. And so that's kind of what we've got going on here. And it's like a microcosm. It's like a little tiny small piece of a bigger public safety plan. Now, of course, you know, the sheriff and the chief, they have their own public safety plans, and they have their own formalized programs and operations that they have to run. So I think we can all understand why, you know, they're not actually hands-off, and whether or not they feel good about it or not, they're just not at liberty to talk about it, because you're your own, you're running your own program in accordance with California state law and other statutes that is completely legal, but different from what they do.
Yes.
Right.
We empower the citizens to take control and to know that they can actually do something about it. You know, they don't just have to sit there and watch. They actively come together. Like a lot of people, when we see them in town, they're like, oh, we're so glad you're here. We're so glad you're here. We've always been here. All of us angels, we all live here. We're all in these communities. You know, we've just come together to take control and to do something about what we didn't like. You know, we take action. We don't just sit around and say, I wish. We get out there and we take action and we do something about it.
One of the ideals that founded us as a country, by the way.
Absolutely. And I remember, Ted, when they were founded in 79, turned that whole city around. I mean, they were there and the public just loved it, because they were taking care of issues that, quite frankly, the police couldn't get there in time. And these guys were out being proactive and shutting down some of the bad things that were happening. Very good.
And I'm not even sure it's a get-there-in-time thing. I think it's a lot of things that we don't need police.
Absolutely.
You know, I need them on real hardcore, you know, stuff. Not giving some loiterer the stink eye across a parking lot because he's shooting up heroin in front of the softball team. That's really a good job for the Guardian Angels, right? Just to kind of give them the stink eye and get them moving on.
Yeah. On that note, we were actually down at the softball fields this year during the games, and we just, you know, patrolled around there and just made sure that everyone that was there felt safe and made sure that, you know, our presence was around to where all the riffraff just kind of, they stayed away.
I love it. And for those of you who don't know what the stink eye is, close one eye halfway, open one eye really big, and stare at somebody. That's called the stink eye.
We call that being on post.
But. Yeah, oh, being on post.
I like it.
I like that.
We may have to change, Ted. We may have to be on post now.
I'm gonna go on post on you.
We post up. No.
You post up. Good. Yeah. We call that bowing up in the Army, because you bow your back, you know, and get all postured out. So, good. Good. That, I can tell you right now, so 47, and how do you guys recruit?
You know, people actually come to us. They say, hey, I want in. How do I get in? And I just say, when are you available? I go sit down with them. We fill out the application, and it's a done deal. They can call me anytime. My number is 530-276-5350. Give me a call. I'll come on out. We'll get the application in, and we'll get you going.
And you also have a Facebook page.
We have a Facebook page. It's at Shasta County Guardian Angels. And on there, we post just a lot of community news and stuff. A lot of our patrols and everything, for the safety of our volunteers, we do not post those publicly. We do have a private group, and that's how we coordinate and get everyone together. But you won't see any of that till after the fact. If you go on there, you'll see a couple of our more recent patrols.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. I imagine it's really important. Well, I think one of the most important things about this whole gig, the Guardian Angels, is the PR portion. We all want to feel good about it.
Yeah.
You know, we all want to feel good about the Guardian Angels making a difference. And so I look forward. I hope everybody goes to the Facebook page right now as we're on the radio and likes the Guardian Angels Facebook page, so that after you guys do something great, you can celebrate it on your Facebook page, and we can all give you some love there, as after it happens, of course. And
yeah.
Obviously, everyone understands we can't do it beforehand because of the safety of your angels. But so they just contact you. You go to the application. You approve or disapprove. Are you the approval authority?
I do not run the background checks. There have been people that just during the interview process, I didn't like qualify them to actually fill out the application, but I'm not the actual final say. No.
So is Sean Rogers from down south? Does he have something to do with that also?
There's actually a group of people that run the background check and that do the social media checks and everything. There's actually a group of upper leadership that has the final say.
Okay. Excellent. Pretty good. All right. Well, let's go to the phones, Bob.
We have Signe from Reading joining us.
Signe, good morning.
Yes.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio.
The great CCW instructor.
Thank you very much.
Hey, I just wanted to call and put in my $25 worth on, or $25 million worth on Terry and Sally with the Patriots meeting on Monday night. Monday night's my favorite night of the week. They bring so much to the table. It's so informative, from everything from politics, the Constitution, explaining new laws, the state of Jefferson, current movements around here, and it's so encouraging to be informed, and it's so inspiring, especially last night's meeting with the Farmers and Vets Coalition meeting together. It was so moving that they are joining together to help the vets adjust to American life in a new occupation, and it's just saving their lives.
So important.
And the it sure is. And we build up so much camaraderie, and the social gathering, it's funny, it's serious, it's everything. So I hear them come on the radio so much, you know, telling everybody, and those that aren't there are just missing out. And once you come to a meeting, you'll want to keep on coming.
Yeah, and we got to give some love to Dusty Steele, too, because she's very active, and I talk to her almost on a daily basis as well. So Dusty's she's a go-getter as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that's the Patriots meeting. Is it at 6:30, Signe?
It starts at 6, and we kind of have the general, you know, prelude. And if you can't get there till 6:30, you'll get the entire meat of the whole meeting afterwards.
Right.
So yeah.
Right. And you have the address handy?
Oh, it's in that mall on Pacelli, next to the Dream Mattress, the old Yaks. In that little church.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know right where that's at.
Yeah, Town and Country, I think.
Yeah, Town and Country
and
Center.
Near there, too.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you for calling us, Signe. Good talking to you again.
Thanks a lot,
You
Ken.
Got my number. Call or text anytime, okay?
All righty. Thanks
All right.
a lot.
All righty.
Bye.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane in Redding, California. Bastiani Arms is our firearm dealer of choice. When it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol, having their gunsmith work on our guns or buying ammo, John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Not afraid to say that I started my career at Bastiani Arms. Way back when he first opened up, I was his gun instructor. Very proud to say that.
And that's where I first started haunting you.
And that's where you first started haunting me, was at Bastiani Arms. Get
Correct.
John Bastiani or his folks a call today at 222-8222. Quality customer service, great prices, quality firearms. We'll see you after the break.
Once again, you're listening to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott and special guest host Ted Leidy in this morning on AM 1460, KCNR.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods, and I lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared and alone. Then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Mama couldn't see him, but he was standing there. But I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayer. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Redding, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall. From city streets to country gravel, your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook, at OrchardNutrition.com, or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Join us Friday, December 2nd for a night of bagpipes and whiskey at Wind River Resort and Casino Inside Overtime. Whiskey tastings and food pairing along with a cigar demonstration. The Jefferson Pike Band of Shasta County will be performing after 30 years of memorials, parades, and concerts. They are on their way to the world's first pipe band championships in Glasgow, Scotland. All proceeds benefit the Jefferson Pike Band. Tickets are only $55. Free valet. Must be 21 to attend. For more information, visit jeffersonpikeband.org or windriver.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Ted Leidy here with Bob Martin, Shanna Schaefer, and Mike Moffitt from the NRA. Shanna, we were talking about the Guardian Angels, and I really want to thank you for coming in today and answering some questions for us and taking some calls. Before the break, we were talking a little bit about exactly what you did, how you reported after the fact, likes on Facebook. Please go and like their Facebook page. I'm sure it's very interesting. Now, talk to me about this, a little bit about this crime mapping. Do you have you guys do not have a proprietary mapping process. You probably use something that the police department's already using, right?
We've been going online. There's a few different resources online, and we actually also contacted the police department, who said it would take a few days, but that they would get back to us on that. And we go online and we look at all the police logs and various different measures, all the Facebook websites and everything where it's all posted. We keep track of all of that.
And so that helps you dictate operations on a day-to-day basis, right?
Yes. We actually have someone in charge of our social media, and she's like our little reporter. Her job is just to track everything that she sees anywhere and to keep all of our patrol leaders up to date on what she saw where.
And do you patrol do you guys have a patrol every day, or
we have approximately 2 to 3 patrols a week. We try to definitely do Fridays and Saturdays, but we throw out a few midday patrols. And like when the softball games were going on and stuff, we did patrol more frequently, you know, just because we were asked to, and you know, to keep the kids safe.
Do you have a this is just Ted, you know, Command Sergeant Major retired talking. Do you have a little training program where you teach them to shine those boots?
No, but it's funny you brought that up, because at our last meeting, I was kind of hard on everybody about their uniforms.
Boots are everything, right?
I told them, yes, you got to look good.
If you're going to show them off, they have to be shined.
Yeah.
Otherwise, cover them with pants. But you guys don't. You have tucked tack pants, right?
We pull them up over our boots and bloom them, I think that's
blouse what it, them.
Blouse them, yes, yeah. Blouse them. I'm really finicky about the berets, personally.
What's the problem with the berets?
I don't like them looking like the Pillsbury Doughboy. I want them to look good.
Nice. No Stay Puft Marshmallow Man berets?
No. I'm really hard on them about the berets.
I like that. And you guys have you teach them how to do that, right? You train them how to wear a beret?
We do teach them how to shave and shape their berets, yes.
That's very good. You know, because I wore a beret most of my career in the 82nd Airborne Division and thereafter. So it's a big deal. Nothing is worse than a bad beret.
That's one of my pet peeves.
Yeah, nothing is worse than a bad beret. So you shave them, wet them. You can steam them, by the way. Steaming works well on a beret. And then shape it to your head, right? So you got that nice round dome look to that beret.
Yeah, I like it nice and firm to the head, you know, with that nice little droop on your right or left side according to whether you're right or left-handed, but yeah.
I'm not sure, but I think they got the right person in charge of that.
I think you're right.
I think they got the right person. So I think you should take this idea back. You need to take a look at those boots, too, berets and boots. And, of course, the uniform has to be clean.
Yes.
That's a big deal.
I did bring that up. I said, make sure you're clean and make sure, you know, you get rid of the wrinkles. I want you to look good.
Look sharp, act sharp.
Well, yep. When you look sharp, automatically you get plus one on the test.
That's right.
When you show up, right?
Yes.
If you look like a rag bag when you show up, it's just not as effective. If you show up and you look like you mean business, right, just like we teach in our courses, if you mean business right off the bat, you have everybody's attention.
Well, like I told everybody, I came from 15 years in nothing but pajamas. So if I can do it, you can do it. No excuses.
That's exactly right. That's like me making weight in the Army. Right? Everyone knows I'm a good eater. I used to tell them, hey, look, if I can make weight, anybody here can make weight.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a, you know, I don't know if you have this, Mike, but I have a space in my life where if I get to a certain weight, bad things happen. Like I start to snore and I don't fit my tuxedo.
Yep.
So that's about 242. I know where it's at, right? So I need to be back in the 230s or 220s to make it.
Well, that's where I'm at. I'm at that snoring and tuxedo problem. So I know there's about 15 I need to lop off of this thing and get back at it.
All right. So we've got a few minutes to go here. What I want to do is kind of wrap up. Ladies first. Shanna, I'll talk to you first.
Okay.
And I'd like to for everyone to be able to get in touch with you.
Okay.
And for them to be able to reach out, and if they want to join, I want them to be able to join and kind of go through the process with them. So let's start with your phone number again, Facebook page, and website.
Okay. So my phone number is 530-276-5350. The Facebook page is Shasta County Guardian Angels. And if you would like to send us an email, it's shastacounty@guardianangels.org.
Guardianangels.org. They have their own website.
Yes.
So, and you guys have a working website at the .org?
We're currently putting up our own local website, so it'll be easier for people to make donations.
Good for you. And you guys are going to have some fundraisers, right?
Yes. We're actually launching a anti-bully program that will be exclusive to us in California. Right now it's over on the East Coast. Nobody in California is doing it. Our regional director is going to be level one certified for that program, so we're going to be launching it here. When we launch that, we're also going to be launching our junior angels for 5 to 15-year-olds. And we were also donated a facility that we're going to be needing mats for all of our training.
Well, you make sure that you keep in touch with me so I can help do fundraising if you guys need it.
Yes, and we definitely need funds.
Yeah, definitely. And I appreciate what you do. And thanks for coming in today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thanks for having us.
Mike Moffitt, my brother, NFI instructor and NRA recruiter / representative. Thank you for coming in today.
It was an honor for me to be here, Ted. I really enjoyed it. I would just like to say to Shannon, I have a son that's in Houston, Texas. He belongs to a motorcycle club that is anti-bullying, the one that was in the accident. And they go through a background check. They do all sorts of stuff, but it's all anti-bullying stuff. Pretty
all
big
right.
Deal.
Bob, we got a phone call. I got about 30 seconds.
Right. Sean Rogers is on the phone right quick.
Sean? Hey, good morning. How's it going?
Good, Sean. I think I got about 30 seconds left in the show, brother.
Awesome. Hey, we appreciate the support that we're getting there in Redding and Shasta County. Just want everyone to know if they want to join the Guardian Angels or help out some way financially, to hit us up on that www.guardianangels.org.
You bet.
And
you bet.
Stay tuned for this anti-bully awareness program that's coming from Florida. That's a state-certified program that's coming out here to California called
Excellent.
Stop the Bully.
Excellent. Sean, listen, thank you for calling in this morning, and thank you for everything you guys do in the state. Your assistant here did very well, and I think you got the right angel on the job here.
Awesome.
Yep. All right. Well, listen, we're going to wrap it up here. Thank you for listening to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, wherever you are, I wish you safe travels today, and I want you to have a good time and happy Thanksgiving. Mike Moffitt, NRA, Shanna Schaefer, Guardian Angels. This has been KCNR, Free Fire Radio, 1460. And like Carl says, there's the good guys and the bad, which are you.
Wind River Resort and Casino brings you the news now on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Endangerment and also reckless driving. Donald Trump's visit to the New York Times today will consist of a private meeting with the publisher, followed by an on-the-record session with Times journalists. Trump abruptly canceled the meeting, accusing the organization of changing the ground rules, but before long, both sides said the meeting was back on. Americans bought homes in October at the fastest pace in nearly a decade.
The National Association of Realtors says sales have